Well, it was a good win for us out there today. I thought we played real well in the first half, did a lot of good things, and Miami played us tough all the way through though. We made a couple plays there early in the game, but they were tight, and I thought they did a good job in the second half, especially defensively. But it was good to win. We had a lot of people contribute. It'd be hard to single anybody out. We had certainly a lot of production offensively. Our defense came up with a couple of big stops in the red area, and solid day on special teams. So happy to win. It's good to win the division. Sweep the division, and we'll get ready to move on to New York next week. Short week, holiday, and all that. So we got a lot in front of us. We'll have to pack a lot in just a shorter amount of time this week. But hopefully we can do that. So.
Coach, can you just talk about Maroon tonight? His two long runs in a row.
He's done a good job for us all year, and it's nice. It's always nice to see a back break through the line of scrimmage clean, and especially a guy like Lawrence. He's got great speed. Get out there and he can turn a short one into a long run in a hurry. So similar kind of the short yardage play we had against Jacksonville last year. Where he split the line of scrimmage, and he's not a lot of guys going to run him down. It was a nice play, well blocked. And it's good.
Nice to see Troy Brown back.
Of course. Yeah. Troy gave us, played a few plays on offense, man, a little bit in the kicking game, returning. So it's always good to have Troy back.
In the second half, were you trying to force some plays maybe to get records for Brady or Moss?
Trying to run our offense. That's all we had. We really didn't have much of a tight end offense. We eliminated that going into the game. And so we went with what we had. I mean, that's really all we did the whole game, other than a few short yardage plays. But the rest of it was some type of mainly four receivers, a little bit of three receivers. That was it. That's all we had. We planned to go into the game with that, and that's what we did.
Bill, could you talk about the historical significance of 15-1?
Well, it's good to win. And we're not really too hung up on that. We're just, get ready for next week. Take it 1 week at a time. Get ready for next week. Sure, that's what you were looking for. We never want to turn the ball over. I mean, no, we don't call plays and say, well, we might turn this over. That's we don't want to do that. So, yeah, taking care of the ball, we had, what do we have, three today? So, that's three more than our goal is every week, not to turn the ball over at all. And so, unfortunately, we had a couple. Yep. Want to try to eliminate all those.
Well, you talked about Maroney getting through the line clean. Is that also a function of him being able to read his blocks, reading where those holes are so he can get through?
Sure. Yeah, it's a combination of good blocking, good running. Yeah, having some patience in there. Sometimes it's hard to see how those interior line blocks go from the sideline. I can tell you exactly how, but... the short yardage, obviously, we split that one. And then on the, we had a couple good runs on, as we had to spread our offense out a little bit, we were able to hit a couple creases in there and get Lawrence through the line. So, I mean, that's great. It gives us good balance offensively.
Coach, how are you planning on spending Christmas?
With my family. I hope we can all do that as a team.
Bill, assume your approach will be the same with the people you play in the final game, playing all your people.
We'll do what's best for our football team, same as always, Hank.
You don't care about how do you feel about the idea of next weekend being the same?
Well, we treat every week the same. Try to do what's best for the football team next week, same as we always do. It's nothing different. Whatever it is, that's what it's going to be.
Win next week or look at big picture.
Whatever is best for the football teams, that's what we'll do. If it's to run it, if it's to pass it, if it's to blitz, if it's to line up an unbalanced line, if it's to put whatever.
What you do with the Giants' recipe.
We're concerned about our football team. I'm not worried about anybody else. There's no other team that concerns me. I'm worried about what our football team does. That's the only one I coach.
Bill, did you sense there was any loss of focus in the second half, or was it strictly the Dolphins made adjustments?
I thought it was a competitive game all the way through. I really did. As I said, a couple of the plays that we hit were close plays. Maybe we hit a long run there. But you know, the Dolphins did a good job. I mean, we've seen them all through the year. They played a lot of close games, played well last week. You know, have been in a lot of tight games. I mean, they've lost some tough games. They're a good football team. They lost some tough games, and I thought they played us, played us well, just like they did in the second half down there.
You guys got up 28-0, that maybe your guys let up a little bit unwittingly?
No, I don't think so. No. I mean, I don't think we, a couple offensively especially, that we executed as well as we could have, but, I give the Dolphins credit for that too. You know, they got good players and they made some plays.
You always talk about taking one game at a time. Are you saying that there's no special significance that the next game could put you on a historical?
Well, we look at each week as its own week. So, I mean, I'm not going to worry about what happened last week or 2 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago. It doesn't make any difference. Right now, all we're concerned about is this week, and that's what we'll put our focus on. You know, at some point, there might be a time to reflect back on it, but right now, that's we'll do that some other time.
Any other questions?
All right. Okay. Thank you.